Hi, I'm Lizzie Richardson, fashion blogger of my style blog Loved by Lizzie. I'm back with the gals for another edition of Fashion Fix Live. Thanks for joining us on the podcast edition. I'm joined with Samantha, style editor, Janine from Own Your Own Style UK, and Zahn from All Things Zahn. And on this episode, we have caught up on whether you're into dressing for your mood or dressing for your uniform. What we mean by this is, do you plan your week or do you just go with the flow? We're quite a laugh talking about this. We also chatted through some of our Instagram style favourites at the moment, which included Gina from Gina MK Style, and Samantha picked Patricia from Patricia Jones Styling. We also have Hannah that Zahn picked from Lucky Girl Hannah, and Janine went with Sally Ann from Rutland Girl Fashion Style. We had a great session on Janine about spend or splurge with white shirts. Now on this edition, unfortunately, I couldn't save the actual live, so we re-recorded it again on Zoom. The chat is live though, so please take that into account with the audio, because it's not always 100% clear at times. So thanks again, and you can watch the full episode on my IGTV. Mood versus uniform. I'm very much a mood dresser, probably the extreme of mood. And about 3 years ago, I embraced this because I went to a style workshop that an Australian blogger, Imogen Lamport, ran, where there were 16 different style personalities. And I very much came away from that workshop with the mindset that I'm a mood dresser, and you know what? I'm just going to embrace it. So Sam, I'm coming to you first. Are you a mood or are you a planner stroke uniform type person?
I think you can probably tell that I am a mood dresser. What a surprise! Who would have thought? I am very I'm actually led by my heart and my emotions in many different areas, so that definitely translates to what I wear. And some days I'll have days where I'm just not feeling it and I'll get changed a few times. Or, you know, I might think that I want to wear an outfit and then I end up wearing something else. So yes, I'm very moody when it comes to my style. And also that was something that was picked up when we asked our audiences how they feel about dressing. You know, around probably over 80% of people said that they're very much into their mood and just
I think all of us got over 80% if I remember correctly.
Yeah. The moody ladies, let's just embrace it.
I think it's definitely worth embracing it. I know as a kid when I used to get changed a lot, I used to get a telling off from my parents, but obviously as an adult in my own house I can get changed as often as I want. But it really does make an impact on my productivity. And I think anything that makes me feel better and makes me get the best out of my day is worth embracing. And I make absolutely no apologies for it. And I take it the gorgeous red earrings are embracing your mood today.
Yeah. I was just, you know why? Because I have these also in gold and yellow. And the other day I was having a really, I just felt in a bit of a funk. And I put on the yellow earrings with a pink top. And I just felt really good. So today I was like, I'm going to wear red and leopard print.
I love red with leopard
print. Two of my favourite combos, I'm definitely going to say.
You have to be quite careful with it, obviously. You don't want to go full Cat Slater, which sometimes I can tread into the Cat Slater vibe if I'm not careful. So you have to be quite careful with it. But yeah, it's one of my favourite combinations.
So Zahn, over to you. Are you a moody type person like me and Samantha, or are you the biggest planner in the world?
No, come on, you know me by now. I can't plan myself out of a paper bag. No, I am definitely a mood dresser. And I think at the moment, I cannot believe my cat has now interrupted the Zoom as well.
For those of you who didn't watch live, the cat interrupted us on that one. The host, yeah. I'm pretty sure of it.
But basically, I'm just gonna have to remove him out of the room. Go on, off you
go. Oh, don't you just love live?
For a mood dresser. No, I'm definitely very much a mood dresser. And I think because of the weather at the moment, I'm trying to use colour. I mean, look, I've even painted my nails turquoise. I'm trying to use colour to boost my spirits a bit. And also, you know, when I've been out quite a bit, because my room looks like a bombshell, because it's, you know, you're trying to pull on various things. But I will say, this is the first time I put makeup on and dressed up properly since last week. I've been walking around in my trekkie bottoms, and I think actually that's probably why I've been in a funk this week, because it does lift you when you put on a nice red lip and a beautiful pair of earrings, and you dress. It makes you stand up taller. It makes you carry yourself. So especially if you're doing something when you're going off to a meeting, or for example in a live like this, you want to actually pull yourself together, because it affects the way you present yourself. So.
Yeah, most definitely. Janine, mood or planner?
No, I'm definitely a mood. I'm definitely a mood dresser for sure. I want to be a planner, and I can plan if I have to. I can plan if I'm going somewhere, I've got something coming up, then I'll definitely plan. I certainly wouldn't get up and if I was going something to do something really important and think, what am I going to wear? Because that would just freak me out. But other than that, I'm a mood dresser, but I always stick within kind of my style, whatever style I'm in at that time. I was saying earlier, wasn't I, that I think as stylists such and into style as we are, we're probably all very chameleon-like in evolving in our style. Probably all of us, if we look back even a year or 2 years, we just continuously evolve. And I think some people don't. That's where people get a bit stuck, isn't it? But yeah, for me, when I wake up, I'll be thinking about, right, what am I going to wear today that's going to make me feel great? Like you've just said, Zan, if I feel a bit down or something, or comfort, or I just don't care day, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I think also, I've tried to, before going to bed, not think about what I'm going to be wearing the next day, because I've learned that it's a lot of noise going on in my brain. And quite frankly, you spend all that time thinking, oh, what should I wear tomorrow? And then when you wake up the next morning, the weather might be different, or you're not feeling...
Yeah, the weather
buzz. And then I think that was just wasted energy. So when I start to think about that sort of before bedtime, I think don't waste your effort. Think about it in the morning.
A wardrobe that works for you as well. You know, you've got a wardrobe of clothes that you love, which we generally do. I think it's easier to go in and then pick those clothes that suit your mood. I think probably where it all goes out the window is if your wardrobe isn't like that and you literally haven't got a clue, then you might be a mood dresser, but I bet what you end up doing is wearing the same old things over and over again.
Yeah. Do you know, because when you take outfits every day or most days and post them, we've got an archive of it. And I quite often, if I think, oh God, I don't know what to wear, I will go back through and scroll and something will pop out at me and I'll think, oh, I'll do that. And I might then think, oh, I'll do that with a bit of this. And I say to people, even if you're not on social media, even if you don't do that, take a photo, even if it's just a mirror selfie of yourself, and particularly save the ones that made you feel fabulous, because you sometimes forget which outfits do, and it's a good kind of way to kind of remember back. So
good idea.
So yeah,
and it also, because it can invoke a feeling as well, can't it? Like if you're wearing something and it made you feel really good and it was a really happy memory, that's really nice. And also it's good for, I don't know about you, but I struggle now, even now, to see myself in the present, and sometimes I find it helps looking back through photos and thinking, actually, you know what was I worried about? I like, you know, my thighs look fine, I look great. It's a really good confidence boost, I think, looking back at yourself.
That is amazing. I'd actually never even considered that, because modeling since I was 15 and all these years I look back on that and I remember at the time thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I was like a bit heavy on that shoot and whatever else, and I look back on that now and go, oh my God, you were hot, what are you thinking? And yet, you know, potentially in a year or so I'll be doing the same to myself now. It's a weird way that we look at ourselves. So I think taking a photograph of yourself in various things is actually a really, really good idea.
Yeah, a good for the age thing, isn't it? You know, if you look back at yourself, like at photos, you know, like when I'm trying to think, I know I'm older than you guys, like if you look back when you're 20 or you're 30 and you go, oh my God, I'm 30, right? And then you look back 10 years later and you go, what was I on about? You know, and that's why I think sometimes you've got to embrace that moment and think, actually be happy with where I am, because I know in 10 years time I'm going to look back and go, hey, you were all right, you're all right, girl.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely. So a new feature that we're hoping to keep on Fashion Fix Live is actually looking at other influencers that actually inspire us every day, and we wanted to share some of those influencers with our community to kind of showcase the fact that we do look at others too for inspiration. You know, everybody has got other idols and people that we look at day to day for inspiration. And I'm just looking down at my phone so that I make sure that I get the right photo up. So my shout out is for Gina MK Style. She is a gorgeous lady. She's based in America and she is really into colour. I would love, truly love, to be able to embrace colour the way that this lady does, because she wears it so stylishly. And one of her designs that she wears a lot is the tonal styling. She's head to toe in the same colour, taking in lots of textures and using accessories and boots and everything to really get the full look. And I've done it with black and it had a lot of engagement on Instagram. I've done it quite a bit in neutrals as well. But for me, colour is not one of the ways that I've done it. And if I showcase, if you can see there, Gina in the red. So I've done burgundy and I still think burgundy is still a fairly safe zone. But there, as you can see, red, I think that's a touch of orange, but it's all tonal nonetheless. And I just think that's really inspirational to me. And then, as I mentioned on the live, pastels are really in this spring. And I think this next outfit, Gina has taken lilac, which I absolutely love. I'm trying to get hold of a lilac blazer. And here she's teamed it with lemon yellow. And I think this is full on for spring. I think the lilac really helps with the fact that she obviously can take slightly brighter colours than pastels. But yeah, colour blocking, if that's something you want to do or something you want to have a go at, then Gina is your girl for the inspiration. And I think also, if you want to consider having a shorter hairstyle, Gina tends to wear her hair various ways short. So again, I think, I don't know, if some of you've been watching that 10 Years Younger, they did that on with one of the girls. She had really long hair and actually her face needed a shorter hairstyle. And I just think, you know, embrace it. And Gina does. And I think she looks uber stylish. So she is my shout out. So Sam, over to you for yours. You've got Patricia.
Yes, mine is Patricia Jones Styling, and she runs the style sessions with her friend Emma. So what I love, first of all, about the two of them, which I forgot to say on the live, is that they are two best friends doing this together, and I absolutely love that. Like, us working together on this, I just, mwah, chef's kiss.
Women supporting women.
Yeah, love it. Look at their outfits. They take really lovely photos. They have a ridiculous shoe collection that I love, and color and texture, and the style of Patricia is not necessarily stuff that I could wear. Like, I couldn't carry that off, but she looks amazing in it, and I think it's a real testament to why you should follow things that take you out of your own comfort zone and aren't necessarily your style, that you can appreciate the outfits on other people. And if you are really into style, you want new ideas, you're petite, because she's petite as well, go and follow her. She's great.
Good, lovely. Janine, over to you.
Hello. Okay, so I picked a lady that I think we all know and is, you know, fairly well known, well, very well known on Instagram, Sally Ann Rutland Girl Fashion Style. And I picked Sally Ann because in the years that I've been on Instagram, I always sort of resonate towards her posts. I love the fact that she mixes high street with high end and vintage. She has an everyday style, petite, 40 plus. I'm not petite, but You know, it just shows you still follow people, you know, kind of wipe them off because, you know, you're not petite or something. Yeah, and I just think her style is like effortless. She's got a very romantic style, fairly neutral in her colour palettes that she uses as well. And I love the way that she does her table decorating for the home styling too. So she brings sort of lifestyle into style. And the two pictures that I've chosen, the first one that you showed is very similar. It's part of the meadow flower. That's right, isn't it? Meadow flowering, yeah. From H&M. And I love the way that she's not just, you know, put it with a top from H&M. She's taken, you know, a different kind of jumper, bought that out and just dressed it down. And then with this one that you're holding up, Lizzie, I mean, we've all got like wide leg trousers and it's very easy to think, oh, I'll just wear like a basic top or something with it and, you know, go the traditional route. And I love the way that she's just styled this so effortlessly by using something that I know that she picked up a couple of weeks ago in a vintage shop, secondhand. And so showing that, you know, you really can look modern and stylish as well. So, yeah, that's why I picked Sally Ann. And also she does great try-ons on her stories, usually, I think, on a Saturday with, you know, a good haul from a particular brand, and will show you lots of different ways to wear it, which women absolutely love as well.
So thank you.
That was my shout out.
And Zahn, you've picked a lady called Hannah.
Hannah, yes, lucky girl H, who I discovered through another lady that I follow on Instagram, the Summer Mama. That's what I love about Instagram, is that we can actually, you know, introduce each other to these beautiful accounts. And her photographs are absolutely stunning. The thing that I love about her is that her style is absolutely effortlessly chic and stylish. She tends to wear similar items that you see threaded through her feed. For example, the white suit and the simple classic white silk slip that she dresses up and down, often with really beautiful statement necklace or earrings. But it's and also, yes, she is a denim jumpsuit fan, which I love. She's just styled it here with a really stunning statement necklace. Simple, chic, but absolutely breathtaking. And what was I going to say? Funnily enough, a white suit and a simple classic white slip dress are two things I don't have in my wardrobe. So when I look at her, it's like it's going onto the list, the wish list. So, and I love the way she styled them and very inspirational.
So moving on to our next section. So we've sent Janine out, in theory, on the high screen, over to do a spend and Flesh.
We do just need to say before we go into this that on the live, Janine said she's not going to buy any more dresses. So,
yes, we need that recorded.
Just have to get that on public record.
Yes, didn't I?
It did happen. Did it.
And we should show us a dress she's just bought.
Did. How did we talk about that again? I was saying I've got a lot of dresses and I do not need any more. In my world,
wearing a new dress, showing off another dress,
collection, and looking beautiful, I might add, in the H&M dress. But yes,
and that's what I was saying. I'm doing my own wardrobe edit, aren't I? And I'm taking it slowly so that I do it properly. Anyway, yes, you want me to talk about white shirts?
Yes.
Okay, it was quite epic earlier. I went through quite a lot. Do you want me to go through all that again, girls? Do you want is that okay? Because I just thought, for those people who didn't see us live and then are watching back, when we're talking about a white shirt edit, when I actually started thinking about it, I thought there's so many questions that come up about white shirts. And as I was saying, finding the perfect white shirt is a bit like looking for the perfect pair of jeans. You know, I literally for years searched for the white shirt that didn't make me feel like I was wearing my school uniform from secondary school. You know, and sometimes people have to wear uniforms for work and they've got that kind of white shirt look going on. So when I asked in my group about a white shirt, in my private Facebook group, the ladies were like, most of them were like, yeah, love it with jeans. Some were like, I want to layer it, I'll wear it underneath like a jumper. And some did say, I just struggle with it. I feel like I'm wearing a uniform. But a good white button-down shirt, again, we've used the word a lot today, is effortless, isn't it? It's simple, it's chic. It like suits every age group. You can go for a really crisp white, and if you are a cool undertone like Zahn, then you are going to be able to wear a really great crisp white shirt. If like me, you're a warmer undertone, then you're going to want to go for something a bit more off-white cream. In saying that though, if you love it, as I've always said, just wear it, because you can always amp up the lipstick, amp up the makeup and get around it that way. But when you're looking for a shirt, the Oxford shirt and the oversized shirt are two of the shirts that we keep being, you know, talked to the most about at the moment. I mean, there's all the puff sleeve varieties and things like that, but let's just go for the good old fashioned sort of shirt that we think about when we're talking about the classic shirt here. And we all love, I think we said earlier, we all love the kind of Audrey Hepburn's French chic style of having it tucked into our jeans, like a cigarette style trouser, you know, a nice dark blue jean with a lovely blazer over the top, you know, and like you were saying, Lizzie, with a nice, you know, with the buttons sort of undone and showing yeah. a little bit off, and it looks really, really great. They're great with shorts, they're great with pleated skirts. You can get them with different hems, so they hang down and cover up bits that maybe you don't like as much as other bits. So they're so versatile, and there's so many out there.
Can I use them with your new purchase?
Yeah, I will show you.
Yeah, definitely want to see that. So there's something for every budget. If you want to go really high end, you can go Valentino, something like that, and you can pay like 750 upwards. But you know, you can get this high end look on the high street as well. There's no getting away from it. If you do invest in quality, then you are going to notice it without a shadow of a doubt. But equally, you can get some nice, you know, great shirts like Zara every year do a white poplin shirt that is just so, so popular. And, you know, having looked on the high street and online and been out, there are so many versions of the white shirt. M&S do a really great one, which is if you are larger, fuller chested, because they have the little poppers as well, because you don't want the whole gaping thing going on. Hawes and Curtis are really good on the high street or online for more boutique style, tailored, fitted, traditional style shirts, because some people still love those.
I think it's important, particularly if you're hourglass, oversized. I mean, I'm hourglass, oversized. I've got an Ian Bing one.
Yeah.
And, you know, I toy with, does it look good, or does it make me, does the oversized make me look oversized? I'm still a bit indecisive on it, but exactly. I'm not disappointed in my purchase, but I'm not sure I love it as much as I thought.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you've got to wear what feels right for you. It's all well and good, this whole oversized look being in, but actually if it isn't right for your frame or it's not right for your style, you don't have to go for it. I do like the half tuck look that we're seeing absolutely everywhere at the moment, you know, and I think that then gives you the waist definition and draws the eye to certain areas. But I've got a couple here. I think the first one is the most traditional. And because I don't like a shirt that looks like, as I said, a school uniform shirt, this one's a Zara one with poppers. And it's really nice just to wear open with like, you know, a t-shirt or something underneath, or tuck it in, or obviously knot them as well, which is another really sort of key trend, and that cinches you in at the waist, great for an hourglass or somebody who's a rectangle or something. A silk shirt,
love
classic piece in the wardrobe as well. Pure Collection do lovely silk shirts. That's where this one's from.
Yeah, and I noticed when we were doing the live, lots of people started throwing up the hearts at that one, so that must be a very popular.
It's very like, you know, Kate Blanchett reminds me of her, that kind of style.
Yeah, and I think it's really nice just with a simple like diamond pendant, you know, just a simple necklace, because not everybody is into the whole oversized chunky look. But that, you know, even, you know, with jeans or, so you know, just dress it up, now you'll have that, you know, we sometimes don't want to pay a lot of money for something, but actually if you do, you're going to have that in your wardrobe for years and years, aren't you?
And you don't see anything down it. Shrinking them in the wash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just keep coffee away.
Keep coffee away. Keep staying. So Horse and Curtis. That is nice. A take on a traditional one with more of a ruffle, more of a dress shirt.
Yeah.
I didn't show this one earlier. I know it's not, but you know the big collar, and this is a Ganni one, and that's beautiful shirt.
That's a great,
not so traditional.
And have the collar coming out at the top.
Yeah, exactly. But the cheapest version and the most cost effective is to raid your other half's wardrobe and dig out one of their white shirts. And one of the easiest ways to wear that is to turn the sleeves back. I'll show you a little trick again on that in a moment. And, you know, this is where you can bring the jewelry in. You could bring in a chunky necklace. You can bring in the whole Parisian chic scarf and tie that to one side. You can do that whole, a bit like I have with this top. You can do a kind of wrap look with a white blouse and tuck that in at the front and have the pem hanging out at the back. You could tie that in a knot. You can wear it on the beach over a, you know, I'm sure hubby would be really chuffed for me to see one of his favourite shirts worn on the beach. But you get my drift. And then if you've got the whole arm thing going on, as in, obviously, he's 6'4", I'm not. So he's got very long arms. And I haven't got my little thing that I had earlier. But you know the little scrunchy things that you do you put in your hair? And you just pop one of those on your arm, not an elastic band. We don't want to cut the blood flow off. And then put it up there and then bring the shirt up and over, and it stops you spending all day pulling the
doing
shirt
up the arms. I do that all the time with my winter coats, because I don't know, when I layer up my winter coat, I like to show a little bit of the top underneath where it's the jumper and that. So I quite often have the elastic band on my coat.
But there's nothing nicer than something like that with a pair of jeans and like a stiletto.
I do think chunkier jewelry looks with men's shirts looks slightly better than feminine dainty jewelry.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to feminize it.
I think the feminine jewelry works really well with a silk shirt.
Yeah.
Other good mid-range, Kors and Arquette, and I believe you've got I know you've got a great one, haven't you?
Well, we were talking about it being save and splurge, or spend and splurge, not save and splurge. But I found this in the Arquette in Covent Garden. Now, I've been meaning to go in there for their white shirts. I never, ever end up getting in there, but they had a 70% off. This shirt is down to about £20, and I've been looking for ages for that dress shirt style vibe, you know, the men's dress shirt. But this has so many details. It's got quite a large cuff.
Yeah,
it's got the splits on the side, so you can tuck the in part in, and then of course it's got a longer back to hide the lockdown life edition.
I didn't notice on the live, but I can see a bit more clearly now. It's actually got some very nice paneling on to give it a bit more detail, at the back and the front. That
is really, there is so much detail to this. So it's the hidden buttons as well. So if you want to wear it done all the way to the top with maybe a statement necklace over that, or just unbuttoned. It is what I have been looking for such a long time. And to think that I found it accidentally in Arquette. I think the reason it was in the sales section is because it's not true to size. So I would say this is it's a 38, so it's a 12.
But it's bigger than a 12, isn't it?
It actually fits like an 8 to 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it is, I think with anywhere, it is worth, even shoe shops, it's when they do their sales, it's a really good idea to go and look in the slightly bigger sections, because often the stuff has not been sized correctly. I found the most incredible pair of wedge heels in Russell and Bromley that were sized, I think 39, I'm a 38, and they fitted me like a glove, and they were dirt cheap, and I've worn them every summer. I wear them to death because sometimes it's just not sized correctly, so that's why they're not selling.
Yeah, exactly. So Sam, so in terms of white shirts and that, are you a big fan of white shirts? I mean, I have to say I'm not the biggest fan, but it's definitely a nice stylish classic look.
I do like to wear them, I think it's quite hard to find good ones for me personally, because on the chest area you don't want them to be straining, popping open. That's not a good look. So I tend to either try and find ones that are fine or buy oversized ones, and then I'll do stuff like roll up the sleeves, or I tend to tie them at the front sometimes, because
yeah, I do that. Kind of
then helps you accentuate your waist, essentially, because like you, Lizzie, I find it hard to wear shirts. I love the oversized look on other people, but I find that when I wear it, it can just make me feel a bit frumpy. Another thing that I really like to do is wear an obi belt over the top of a shirt and then wear it with a midi skirt. Like that's a good look for me. But closet confessions, I'll say it again, because you know, this is our time to repent for our sins. The other day, you were saying, Janine, about stealing your husband, and I tend to do this to my husband Lee with his stuff, even though he has a lot fewer clothes than me, but I will still go into his wardrobe and take his t-shirts and shirts. And the other day I cleaned, and then I had a cloth with dirt on it, and then I put it in the washing basket, didn't think anything of it, and
back in a minute, girls,
his shirt was in there. So that ruined his shirt. So the next shirt that I've had to buy is not for me, it's for my husband.
Well, I was saying, whilst Janine's popped away, that's how I ended up with a lovely, lovely jumper from Gant, a lamb's wool jumper, because I shrunk my husband's and it fits me perfectly now. And I love it. In fact, some days I don't want to take it off. And he's just like, you're wearing my jumper. And I'm like, I so love it. And it was definitely a mistake worth doing, I found.
So that's our top tip for today. Go in your husband's wardrobe, shrink his stuff, stain it, make his life a misery, basically.
I was saying before that not only do I shrink my silk shirts, which is not great, but I also shrink really amazing t-shirts. My husband is really into buying amazing t-shirts. He spends a lot more on them than I would. But then I shrink them, so I end up getting them. And then when I shrink my t-shirts, I hand them to my son, who's 13. So there is this kind of sustainability that's going on in my house. I just need to do washing better is really the key in there.
Now, we're going to end it there, because I definitely...
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fashion Fix Live. We really do appreciate you spending the time with us for all the fashion chat. You can follow all of us on Instagram. Samantha is at Samantha Style Editor. Janine is at Own Your Own Style UK. And Zahn, All Things Zahn. And I'm Lizzie Richardson, your host for Fashion Fix Live and my style blog, Loved by Lizzie. See you again soon. Bye for now.